Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I'm here to cover the week of January 12th through the 20th. What a week. We are kind of cushioned in between two planets that are coming out of retrograde and going direct in their personal planets, so they have daily influence on us. And so it might feel a little off kilter. I don't know. If you think you know something, maybe you don't. Maybe you want to just feel it out through this week until all energy is moving forward. So we start this week on Thursday the 12th with Mars turning from his retrograde and going direct. So this is in Gemini, the area of the mind, our ideas, our communications, what we're writing, what we're saying, what we're asking for. It is now going to be moving us forward over everything that we were meant to go back and readdress regarding our old angers or passions or motivations, what we did, what we should have done, what we didn't do. And now we get to move forward with that through our talks, our ideas, our meetings, our sales, our writing, our short trips, our, you know, offers and choices. So this is going to be in direct motion now, moving us through Gemini until March 25th. So we have about 10 weeks of it. And we are in the shadow until March 16th. Okay. Meaning that we are moving forward now over the degrees that we backed up over during the retrograde. So we're getting to now move ahead with those things that we were reconsidering. The standout day that comes into the equation does not happen until March 14th, and it is a challenge. So heads up, circle it on your calendar. That is when Mars will square Neptune. So that is the obstacle to overcome. Mars is an early bird. So some of you guys might experience it in the day before as it's building to this, you know, combination. I would watch March 13th and 14th. If there have been issues that you have been addressing during the retrograde since October 30th, having to do with feelings of isolation or sadness or depression, that would be number one. Number two, boundary issues. Number three, secrets. Number four, deceptions. Number five, addictions. Number six, water issues. Or if this has just been playing out straight up through Neptune topics of, you know, something in the artistic, romantic, or spiritual realm, or with psychic or magical situations, maybe signs from the universe, or involving institutions or research or investigations, that's where the obstacle forms, okay, by March 14th. So I'm, again, watch March 13th and 14th. If something was covered in your own mind in this retrograde that brought up passion or brought up anger or made you really reconsider your actions, it will be between March 13th and 14th when you come to the crossroads and decide, you know, do I need to do something about this or not? Sorry, hold on, puppy insanity. No. So, guys, you just got to hold on one second. I'm sorry, puppy dog. All right. it's puppy central around here. So, on the other hand, it may be that as this energy is now moving forward and you're able to start taking some action to move this ball forward, that you're going to come to that point between March 13th and 14th where you kind of reevaluate your thinking process and why you went down the road you went down during the Mars retrograde. And so something may come up that is just internalized, you know, for you at that point. I would say that, and I know this is out farther, but I'm looking at what's going on with Mars between now and the time it exits the sign and this day, this you know, couple days are what stand out to me. So I'm giving it to you. So you're forewarned, right? So you do want to watch when you get to that point for things that kind of come out of the blue that you weren't expecting, and be very careful with sharp objects, with your anger, with, you know, fire, with accident-prone scenarios, because that kind of combo could bring something like that. What else? Say if you're in an earthquake area, be careful around that time too. Make sure you have, you know, things set aside to help you get through something like that if that's a possibility. All right. So forward over everything that we were bottled up and working on up through March 16th. That's when it exits the shadow. And then any new stuff that you're going to be adding to the story up through March 25th, and then you're done with this whole big, long chapter. All right, so then as we go into this week ahead, on Wednesday the 18th, Mercury ends his retrograde and goes direct. This happens at 8:12 a.m. So again, Mercury is about the mind, the things we're thinking, our talks, our meetings, our sales, our writing, our interviews, offers, decisions. It's been going on in Capricorn, and so it's been asking us to rethink something about our life goals, about, you know, the choices we're making based on status or fame or career or involving higher up individuals, you know, bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, mentors, the like. And so we've had this time, and we still do up until Wednesday, to reassess, to rethink, to have those talks, those, you know, the decision-making process about what stays and what goes and what can be reworked in these situations. So as Mercury goes direct on the 18th, most of us get up and it's going, you know, as it starts in the morning, then the next alignment Mercury will make will be on January 29th, and that's a harmonic. And so on January 29th, we get a chance moving forward with the things we were rethinking about career and status and goals and authority figures. And so we get into those talks or meetings or sales or writing or offers on the 29th. And this is in flow with some innovations or some interesting new opportunities that have to do with income or purchases or products or possessions or our values or how we're being valued may play out online, may play out a social scenario, may play out around original ideas and projects. So that one's in a great flow. The one on the next one is February 6th. In its forward direction, will meet up with Neptune in a positive, in an opportunity. So the door is open on that day to discuss something about your goals or career or status or authority figures that links in with the artistic, the romantic, the spiritual, or involves institutions or research in a more positive potential way. Then 2 days later, on February 8th, we exit the shadow of the retrograde. So now we can enter into some new conversations, you know, about goals and career and authority figures. And the day that would stand out for that would be February 10th, when Mercury in its forward motion comes together with Pluto to bring something very powerful, very transformational to what is being discussed or offered or decided about goals and career and status and authority figures. So you might go deeper. You might dig into things on that day. You might make changes that empower. You might even bring in, you know, financial topics or sexual intimacy or how third parties are playing a part in what's going forward. And remember, this is fresh start energy on the 10th. And then on the very next day, we have Mercury exiting this territory and moving into the next sign. So that's how it lays out, guys. So just remember, as you're going, you know, between now hearing the show live and the end of the week, this coming Friday, this is really about two personal energies, Mars and Mercury, coming out of their slumbers and starting to take us all forward. We're now ready to take action. We're now ready to react based on what we rethought. We're now ready to get into those talks and meetings and sales and offers and decisions. We're now ready to forward our own personal goals or what we're striving for with those authority figures or career matters. Eddie, behave. And that's it, okay? So that's our general overview. So as we look at the signs with this, Aries, you know, this has been a big deal for you because Mars is your ruling energy. And so now as of Thursday, the 12th of January, your energy is moving forward. So you should be getting your vitality back, you know, and as the days go by, it's going to get stronger and stronger. This is you kind of getting your sparkle and your passion and your feistiness back in line and ready to start doing more things. Now, for Aries, you might get busier locally or taking more short trips, or you might get involved more with writing or sales or meetings and talks and interviews. For some Aries, this might get you guys back in there with your brothers or sisters or neighbors. For some Aries, this may indicate a move between now and March 25th. It also can be a time where you guys are getting busy doing stuff about, you know, what you want to do about your vehicles or your electronics, or offers, proposals, decisions coming in. So your passion is coming back into alignment. You're revved up and ready to go. And I just want you to be aware of the March 13th and 14th date when you may have a little hiccup there. You want to be careful out on the road on those days. You want to be careful about signing agreements or, you know, making big decisions on those days because something's not quite clear. There's something you're not seeing in the situation over that couple moments, but the rest of the time, you've got a lot of free, clear, powerful forward momentum. Now, with Mercury going direct on Wednesday the 18th, this means we're shifting on that day. We want to be ultra careful on Wednesday with Mercury retrograde shifting into direct motion. It means there can be, you know, things going astray with communications or with mix-ups or malfunctioning equipment or electronics and things like that. So that could be a little bit hyped up on Wednesday. But the good news is it is now taking you forward again. So Aries, you're ready to start to hear from people or make choices or meet with people and move whatever it is you're going for forward with those personal goals, with your career, with those higher up people. If you've been waiting to hear some information from them, you know, that kind of thing, this is now going to start moving ahead. Make sure you note the dates I gave at the top of the show because those will definitely stand up in the equation. All right, so for Taurus with all of this, Mars has gone direct here on Thursday the 12th. You are now going to be moving forward with Mars energy all the way until March 25th. So this gives you 2.5 months of like a lot of momentum and drive to start making some things happen having to do with your personal income, your purchases, your products, your possessions, your values, or how you're being valued, because Mars in retrograde since October 30th has given you the opportunity to rethink something around one of those topics or maybe a few of those topics through what happened with your passion or your anger or your actions or your reactions in your do-over and going back into something, right? So now that it's moving forward, this going to give you that momentum to make some things happen there based on whatever it is you figured out. You just want to be sure the only hiccup in all of this over, you know, 2.5 months would be the 2 days between March 13th and 14th, where you want to be extra careful with whatever you're doing in those areas when it comes to what's playing out around your freedoms, your aspirations, your original projects, or anything social or online in the mix, because there's something that's not clear there or that you didn't expect there in relation to your values and how you're valued and your income or purchases or possessions or products. Accident-prone things with your stuff, breaking of things, sharp objects, fire, you know, anger, these kind of things can be more volatile on those 2 days. I know it's a ways out in the future, but you've got a calendar, circle it on the calendar. Be careful. But the rest of it is about moving yourself forward now. Now, on Wednesday the 18th, Mercury comes out of retrograde and goes direct. So Wednesday the 18th itself may be more of a, one of those crazy days where there can be mix-ups or miscommunications or malfunctioning items because the energy is less stable as it's turning around. However, it does turn around early in the morning, so we're going to be hopeful that we don't go through too much of that on this day. But the good news is that you're now ready to start moving forward with the things rethinking for your ninth house. So Taurus, excuse me, this would be about, you know, ready to start with legal decisions, with travel plans or distant situations, with educational pursuits, with your media marketing, publishing, or broadcasting interests, with ceremonies or with religion, philosophy, or politics. So whichever one of those things you might have been reassessing, time to get into the talks and the meetings and the sales and the writing and the offers and the decisions about that over the weeks ahead. You will have it here until February 11th. You're in the shadow, meaning you're going over top of the things that you were rethinking up until the February 8th. So make sure you note the key dates at the top of the show for when the specific things will stand out with that. But forward you go with those choices. All right, so for Gemini, Gemini, you're like Aries. This was more personal for you. So Gemini, Mars has gone direct in your sign as of Thursday the 12th. And so all of the rethinking, the do-over energy to go back and reassess your actions as they pertain to your physical body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, your involvement in certain situations and what you put into them, and your personal needs and your desires. So you've been reassessing a lot that means something to you and, you know, looking at where you are with your passion, your anger, your actions or reactions. So now as Mars is moving forward, you are moving forward. You're ready to take these next 2.5 months as Mars kicks up the fire and the passion and gets things happening for you to really go for it, okay? So as with all signs, you want to be aware that between March 13th and 14th, it could be a challenge for you, an obstacle on your path. Don't let it sidetrack you, okay? Don't self-sabotage. Don't get put off emotionally by wherever you are with your own goal in the situation or with a higher-up person in the story or with career needs in the equation because it comes and it goes, okay? So just stay on course. Don't let it derail you. Keep yourself focused on yourself, Gemini, with whatever this is for you because you have a lot going for you in these weeks ahead. Now, with Mercury retrograde, for Gemini, it has been reassessing where you are in your financial life, you know, going back over the choices that have been made or decisions that you thought you should reassess having to do with loans or debt or inheritance or taxes, insurance, alimony, child support, a partner's money, your commissions, your mortgages, whatever the outside resources were, as well as where you are in your sex life, reproductive life, with a divorce, with births or deaths, if those are playing out in your life right now, or with what's happening with third parties that might play a part in a situation for you. So now that Mercury turns around on Wednesday the 18th and starts to go forward, you're ready to start moving forward with talks and decisions and ideas and meetings and writing it up and sales and offers and choices in those arenas. And I gave key dates at the top of the show. Definitely have some powerful ones in flow coming up with this stuff over the weeks ahead. And it's only in this territory until February 11th. So there you go. All right. So for Cancer, I'm going to take a sip of my water. Hold on. Come out of its retrograde that's been going on since October 30th, and it's now moving forward again. So Cancer, this has been very internal for you guys. It's been playing out through the 12th house. So you've had plenty of time to go back and address your inner anger or passion or circle of thought around the actions you need to take or that happened in the past or didn't happen and what you want to do about it. It's really gotten you to reassess where you are in your artistic life, romantic life, or spiritual life. It's allowed you to look at anything that may have happened before that involved secrets or deceptions or bad habits or addictions, institutions, recuperative needs, or research or investigations. And so now that Mars is going forward again, you take all that stuff that was addressed over these months behind you, and now you're moving this forward into what comes next, up through February 8th with all the stuff you reassessed in the retrograde, and all the way up to March 16th in the retrograde and until March 25th through the sign and into. Everybody has to be aware that between March 13th and 14th, there may be an issue with some of this, an obstacle to deal with. So for Cancer, you know, this would be something that you're going to have to tackle that has to do with legal agreements, travel plans or distant situations, educational pursuits, media or marketing interests, ceremonies, religion, or politics in the story. So it's foggy. There's not clarity here. There's something hidden in this in some way, whether it's just abstract or it's, you know, purposefully being hidden. So feel your way through those 2 days. Don't go overboard with anything. And the rest of the time, you have a lot of potential with the, you know, the ability to do something about moving yourself forward. Now, Mercury retrograde has been focused on Cancer's relationships. So, you know, over these weeks behind us, up until Wednesday of this week ahead, you know, you might have been hearing from people from the past, you know, old clients or partners or specialists or agents or attorneys or competitors or advocates. Or you might have been thinking about them, or you might have been refocusing on your current people and what you wanted to kind of revamp, revise, release, rework, okay? And so as Mercury goes direct on the 18th, this shifting forward in the sky can make the 18th itself a little bit more crazy, you know, with miscommunications or mix-ups or, you know, malfunctioning electronics or mechanicals with these people. So be aware of that. But otherwise, this is moving you now forward with some really good alignments coming up as it moves its way on through the shadow on February 8th and then out of the sign on February 11th. So check the top of the show for those dates. But it will definitely be the time to start getting into those talks and meetings and sales and writing and offers with these key individuals as of Wednesday moving forward. All right. So for Leo, we are coming out of Mars retrograde today for you guys listening live on Thursday the 12th. So since October 30th of last year, you have been asked to reassess, you know, what you were passionate about or angry about or what was going on with things that were actually happening or you were taking action on or reacting to about your own freedoms and aspirations and original projects and what's going on with friends or groups or the internet or astrology or charities or parties or events and anything social. And so now as Mars has gone direct, you're now going to be able to start moving and doing something about that, moving it forward, getting that passion going, getting into it and doing stuff. And so you are moving this ahead through the shadow up until March 16th. And so you're going to be, you know, going to be happening. And then from the 16th until it exits on March 25th, new things can come into the picture. And as with all signs, I want you to just be kind of aware of March 13th and 14th might be challenging out of all, you know, 10 weeks that we have of this. We just have 2 days to watch out for, and you just want to be extra careful on those days as there's something that might come at you that you weren't expecting or that was hidden in some way or is unclear in some way, having to do with big, profound changes or something financial or sexual or third party in the mix or having to do with your power or control in a situation. So just, you know, whatever it is, just remember it's just those 2 days. It's fired up. Work through it. Let it go. And just keep the momentum going and what it is you're going towards. Now, with Mercury retrograde, we're in that through this week ahead up until Wednesday the 18th. And so, Leo, you've been asking to slow down and reassess where you are with your work, your health, or animals. And to a certain extent, reviewing, releasing, rekindling anything there or with your coworkers or hired help or paperwork in this story. So on Wednesday the 18th, Mercury goes direct in the morning. You're going to have to be a little careful about those topics on that day because there could be some miscommunications or mix-ups around those subjects. Or there could be, you know, malfunctioning items associated with it. So, you know, that's possible on the day the energy shifts. But you're now moving forward. Now you can have those talks or make those decisions or hear from those people about the job, the health, the animals, the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help. And there's going to be some really good alignments playing out as this moves forward through the shadow up through February 8th, so moving forward what you were figuring out during the retrograde, up through that time and then into new things for a few days, but I think powerful days up until February 11th. All right, so Virgo. Mars going direct on Thursday the 12th of January. Shifting you out of this slow down and reassessing, you know, what you wanted to do about your career, your life goals, your status, your fame, your boss, your parent, a judge, a director, a producer, a mentor, or some other authority figure. So that's the topics that's been focused on for you. So going back, did you need to revise something? Did you need to let go of something? Did you need to address your passion about it or your anger about it or your reactions about it? So now that Mars is direct, it's going to be taking you forward through those realms, giving you a lot of energy, a lot of passion, a lot of drive and determination to make things happen with your career, with the goals, with your status or as authority figures. So you have that in forward motion through the shadow through March 16th. So you get to move forward those things you were reassessing through then. And then from the 16th of March through the 25th into new situations there. And the only time frame that I really stands out to me to really watch out for would be between March 13th and 14th, where there is something coming from a client or a partner or a specialist, an agent, an attorney, an opponent, a competitor, an advocate, somebody like that, that is out of whack with whatever it is you're trying to do. So, you know, feel it out. You know, I would definitely say if there is somebody that you're feeling is not telling you the truth on those 2 days, maybe trust that and wait it out. Somebody might just inadvertently give you wrong information on those days, so it might be purposeful. But either way, there's some fogginess around those couple days. You want to be careful with that. Other than that, forward motion, you go with a lot of energy and drive, and it's going to pick up steam as it goes. Now, as far as the Mercury retrograde, we're in Mercury retrograde up through Wednesday the 18th. So you are still reassessing, you know, where you are in your love life or with lovers, where you are with children, where you are with creative endeavors, or where you are with recreational interests. And so maybe you're just things, maybe all of those things. And so you're going back and kind of reconsidering what was said or offered or decided or written or sold or unsold, right? And so as Mercury goes direct on Wednesday the 18th in the morning, you're shifting around direction and you're ready to now start moving forward. So in these weeks ahead, you will be getting into those talks and meetings and offers and decisions and sales and short trips that take this forward with the lovers, the love life, the kids, the creative projects or recreational pursuits. There are some really good alignments in the wings, so check those out from the top of the show. Do watch out for miscommunications or mix-ups or malfunctioning items on Wednesday as the energy has shifted. But other than that, you'll move past the shadow, so you're going over the stuff of the retrograde up until February 8th, and then into powerful new things between February 8th and 11th. All right, so for Libra, I always like to say the sign Libra because I like to say Libra. okay. also a bit Libra. Mars has now gone direct on Thursday, the 12th of January, and it is now going to be moving you forward again up through March 25th. So you're going to have the momentum, the drive, the determination. You're going to make things happen. And it has to do for you with the travel or a distant situation, with legal agreements, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting interests, with ceremonies, religion, or politics. Pick one, pick all, pick a few, okay? So you have been kind of reassessing what you want to do or what was done or what wasn't done during this retrograde phase, and any, you know, old passions or anger or issues, you know, that you needed to address then. So now as this has shifted, you're ready to start moving ahead. So you're moving forward with the things you were aimed at in the retrograde up through March 16th, and then you move into new things from March 16th to March 25th. And I want to warn everybody just to have a heads up about March 13th and 14th when an issue can pop up that you weren't expecting. This could be health related, could be work related, it could be about paperwork or coworkers or hired help or the animals in the story. So you're going to want to be extra careful with them. You know, keep an eye on the animals. As you hear my puppies barking in the background, you know, keep don't drink the water if you're in some weird place, you know, keep an eye on your health, that kind of thing. So just be aware of those 2 days. Otherwise, you've got forward momentum in this area, and it should definitely feel like, oh, you're finally coming out of the holding pattern. Now, with Mercury retrograde, it's retrograde up through Wednesday the 18th in the morning, and so that part of the week, you're still in reassessing, rethinking, releasing, rekindling what the heck you want to do, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, the family, the parent, or the roommate. And so, you know, whatever you got to do, babe. And then as this goes direct in the morning of Wednesday the 18th, now you're ready to start moving forward again. Having thought out whatever you needed to, you can now start to get into those talks and meetings and sales and writing and offers and decisions about it. There are some really good alignments coming up with this over the next few weeks. You're in the shadow until February 8th, so you're moving forward over the things that you were reviewing during the retrograde and then into some new things that are very powerful between February 8th and 11th. All right, so for Scorpio, Mars has been retrograde. Can you puppies please play nice? Look at how cute you are. Could you not eat your sister's face off? Thank you. All right, so Scorpio, Mars has been retrograde in your eighth house of power and control and power struggles and empowerment, in your zone of sexuality and reproductive needs, of hormones, in your zone of financial resources, in your zone of jealousy and obsession and possessiveness, in your zone of criminality, in your zone of, you know, life and death and divorce and third party stories. So, you know, it's been asking you guys to go back and reassess what you're angry about, what you're passionate about, what you're driven to do something about or undo something about, retrograde since October 30th. So now on Thursday the 12th, Mars has gone direct, and so you're now ready to start taking action as you move forward over these next few months up through March 25th with this, and motivate and make something happen in one or more of those arenas. And so it does rekindle the fire in your sex life. It rekindles the drive to make financial choices. It, you know, it gets you back in motion. You're going over the things that you were refiguring, you know, during the retrograde up through March 16th. That's the shadow. And then you get into new stuff up from March 16th to March 25th. And everybody wants to be aware here of the obstacle days in this next, you know, 10-week period, and that would be the 2 days between March 13th and 14th, when whatever it is that you're driven about there in one of those arenas, there is something that is foggy or secretive or unclear, or, you know, you can't quite pick having to do with a lover, the kids, a creative project, or something recreational. So you want to be aware of that, not lean into that. Just try to stay centered moving through that for those 2 days. Obviously, we'll talk more about it when we're closer to it. But otherwise, you have very, straightforward, let's go make some things happen here in these other arenas. Now, with Mercury retrograde in this week between the 12th and the 20th, you know, you're in retrograde until Wednesday the 18th. So you are still reassessing your choices in life, things that you have foreseen or talked about or written or that were written or that involve sales. Your neighbors, your neighborhood, a move, your short trips to nearby places, or what's been going on for some of you guys with siblings, with vehicles, electronics. So, you know, you're still, what stays, what goes, what can be reworked here? On Wednesday the 18th, as Mercury goes direct, you figured some things out, and you're now ready to start moving forward, getting into talks and meetings and sales and offers and decisions that move that ball forward. There are some really good alignments coming up with this. So I feel like, you know, everybody has a lot of positive energy around it. You're in the shadow until February 8th. And so, you know, moving forward with things that you reassess during the retrograde until then, and then into some new things that could be very powerful between February 8th and 11th. You do want to be careful on Wednesday the 18th, because the day the energy shifts directions, there can be more mix-ups or miscommunications or malfunctioning items, vehicles, electronics, and that kind of thing. So careful with that. Otherwise, forward you go. Okay, so for Sagittarius, Mars retrograde has been about what you had to go back and reassess when it came to the things you needed to do or didn't do, or your passions or anger involving romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, competitors, you name it. Okay, so as Mars has gone direct on Thursday the 12th, it is now going to be taking you forward through March 25th, giving you the potential now to take action on whatever you figured out, what stays, what goes, what was reworked. You can now, you know, do something about it. And there's, you're moving forward through the shadow until the 16th of March, and then between the 16th and 25th of March into new things. And so the only days that stand out as, oh, there could be some kind of challenge or obstacle to overcome in that story has to do with the dates March 13th and 14th, when there could be something involving one of these people at home or about a move or a renovation or a real estate deal, or involving family, a parent, or roommate situation. So definitely kind of feel that out. You might not expect this, and it pops up at you. There could be hidden agendas or secrets or just things that are, you know, foggy and undelineated, and, you know, you're just trying to figure out where the heck you are in the story. There could be water issues, you know, as another situation going on there, or boundary issues around your property kind of thing. So, you know, keep an eye on that. Otherwise, you know, you've got a lot of really good drive and passion and spark back into your life when it comes to these people and moving yourself forward. Now, with Mercury retrograde, we're going through this week ahead up through Wednesday the 18th with Mercury retrograde. So for Sagittarius, you know, you are still rethinking what it is that you value, or how you're being valued, or what's your income, your purchases, your products, or your possessions. And so, you know, what can be reworked? What can be rekindled? And then on Wednesday the 18th in the morning, this is going to go direct. And so you're now ready to start moving forward with whatever you figured out. You'll be moving forward in these talks and meetings and sales and writing and offers and decisions about it up through February 8th in the shadow, covering everything that was rethought during the retrograde. And then with some powerful new situations or opportunities or ideas between February 8th and 11th. So there you have it. Okay. And I should say, be careful on the 18th because there can be more mix-ups or glitches with mechanicals or electronics or miscommunications around, you know, so you might have something you own possession break or you lose something more easily on that day. So just a little extra care with that. Okay, so for Capricorn, Mars has been retrograde since October 30th. It is now direct on Thursday the 12th. And so everything you have slowed down to reassess about your work or your health or your animals or that involved coworkers, hired help, or paperwork in the story, you're now ready to start moving forward and taking action on whatever you figured out. You should be ready to put your passion back into something there. You should have addressed any anger and be ready to kind of put that aside and move forward. And Mars gives you that spark and that courage and that drive and determination to start making some things really move forward now with those topics. And so you're moving forward through everything you reassess during the retrograde up through March 16th. That's when the shadow ends. And then into new things from March 16th to March 25th. And then it's out of this territory. The only days out of those 10 weeks that stand out to me as there could be an obstacle that you want to watch out for would be between March 13th and 14th. And at that time, there could be an agreement or a sale or something in writing or a talk, a meeting, an interview that pops up that, there's something foggy or unclear or deceptive or secretive or hidden in the story, you know. So, you know, this could be anybody who's talking to you about those subjects on those days, or, you know, if you can wait to not put something in writing on those 2 days, then I would. If you have to do it on those 2 days, definitely double check what it is you're going through. Also Capricorn, transportation could be an issue, as could be electronics on those couple days, so care with that. And then if there's something involving your siblings or neighbors, a move, these also could be coming up in the story, so there you have it. But otherwise, forward you go, new activity, moving into what it is you want to do about your work, your health, your animals, your paperwork, your coworker, your hired help. Now, Mercury is retrograde until Wednesday morning, the 18th. So in those days, you know, this is Mercury retrograde in your sign, Capricorn. So you've slowed down to reassess something about your body, your image, your name, your brand, your title, your identity, or what you're involved in or what you desire. Where are your needs in the story of your life, right? And so you've had a chance to kind of run into the past or rework the current or let go of some things. And on Wednesday the 8th, this turns around and goes direct as well. Capricorn, you're back in the game, you know. You're in there now in those talks and meetings and sales physically, or you're making those choices for yourself. And so it's going to feel good that you're moving forward. There are some really good alignments coming up over these weeks ahead that I noted at the top of the show, so make sure you check those out. And I would just say watch the 18th, because on the day the energy shifts, it can be a little bit more, you know, funky with mix-ups, miscommunications, or mechanical or electronic malfunctioning items. And so, you know, you'd be the one to go plug in something and it would, you know, pop, that kind of thing. So just be careful with that. But otherwise, you're moving forward through the shadow up through February 8th and then into some very powerful new situations between February 8th and February 11th. All right. So for Aquarius, you're claiming me, puppy. What?
Say hello. I'm just a little puppy. I can't help it. I'm only 8 weeks. Oh, I'm little. Hi.
We love you. All right. So Aquarius, Mars has been retrograde since October 30th. So you've had a chance to go back and reassess.
Down you go.
Sorry. So you've had a chance to kind of go back and reassess the things that you did, the things that you didn't do, the things that you wanted to do, the things that you wish had been done, what's been going on with your passion or your anger or your drive and determination when it comes to your love life or lover, when it comes to children when it comes to creative endeavors or recreational pursuits. And so as of Thursday, the 12th of January, Mars is now in direct motion. And so it is going to be moving you forward. You're now ready to take action and move this stuff forward with whatever you figured out about lovers or kids or creativity or recreation. And there's going to be more drive and passion and determination to make things happen. You're moving forward through March 16th in the shadow. And so getting those things moving that you were readdressing during the retrograde. And then from March 16th to the 25th, you have some new things coming into play. And the only thing I would watch out for would be the days between March 13th and 14th, when there could be something, some kind of obstacle that pops up that has to do with how you're being valued or how your values align in one of those situations, or what's going on with your income, purchases, products, or possessions as they relate to your lover, kids, creative projects, or recreational pursuits. So there's something off there those couple days, and, you know, just extra care, you know, is all I would say. All right, so then Mercury is retrograde as you're going, you know, through this time up through Wednesday the 18th in the morning. And so you are still reassessing your choices having to do with art, film, music, painting, poetry, romance, prayer, meditation, magical, psychic interests, anything with institutions, with research, investigations, recuperative need, downtime, rest and recuperation, right? Or if you've been in more challenged areas of this, maybe reassessing secrets or deceptions or addictions during the time frame. So you still have until Wednesday morning, you know, to look back over any of this and some choices that you made. And then this energy is going forward at 8:12 a.m. Eastern, right? So Aquarius, you're now ready to start making those decisions to move the ball forward whatever way you want with this. There are going to be some really good alignments in the weeks ahead with this. I gave those at the top of the show. Make sure you jot those down. And I would be careful on Wednesday the 18th when things are less stable with the energy, so there could be mix-ups or miscommunications or malfunctioning electronics or mechanicals associated with any of those topics. But you do, like I said, have some positive stuff here. Move forward with the things you thought about through the retrograde up through February 8th, and that's when the shadow ends, and then into some new powerful scenarios that launch you into some new fresh start energy with it between February 8th and 11th. All right, so for Pisces, Mars has been retrograde since October 30th. It is now direct in your fourth house as of Thursday, the 12th of January, and it's now moving you forward. You're ready. You've reassessed. You've taken your time off. You've revisited the past or the ongoing scenario about what's happening or what you would like to see happen, or your passions or anger involved in the story having to do with your home, your family, a parent, a roommate, your moves, renovations, or real estate deals. So as Mars goes direct now, you're ready to start moving forward and making things happen. You want to bring the passion back to those stories. You want to, you know, you've dealt with whatever you needed to release about anger there, if there was any, you know, so moving beyond that in these weeks and months ahead and really, you know, getting some things to go. And so you have it through March 16th in the shadow as you move forward. So you're moving forward the things that you addressed during the retrograde in that time. And then from March 16th to the 25th, new things can come into the story. And really the only challenging period I see relating to that specifically would be between March 13th and 14th when Pisces, it looks to me like you're just drained and you've been pushing yourself too hard and you're going to need to maybe take a day or two off. Or you're feeling sad and nostalgic about something. Maybe you're missing your family or parent, you know, during that time in some way. And so it's very personal or physical for you. So just know that those couple days are coming up and take your time so that you have some time for you in the equation and don't overdo it, okay? Otherwise, this is great energy all the way up to what it is you want to do about those topics. Now, Mercury is retrograde until Wednesday morning, the 18th. So in the retrograde period, you're still revisiting, rethinking, releasing, rekindling, reworking things about your own aspirations, about your own original projects, about your freedoms, and about your friends, associates, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, and gatherings. So, you know, going back and looking at decisions that were made, going back and, you know, running into people from the past or reworking the ongoing situation or exiting something altogether, you know, during this retrograde process. And then on Wednesday the 18th in the morning, as Mercury goes direct, you're now ready. You figured something out, you know, or let it go or whatever. And now you're ready to start moving forward, getting into talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions about your aspirations, about your original projects with your friends and associates, with the groups online, through the astrology or charities, et cetera. So parties, events, gatherings. So it's back on. You're going to see movement. There's some really good alignments coming up with this. Check the top of the show for those. You move through the shadow by February 8th, so moving forward with the things you reassess during the retrograde, and then into some new and looks like very powerful new opportunities between February 8th and 11th. And just watch, you know, on the day the energy shifts on Wednesday the 18th, could be more mix-ups or miscommunications or malfunctioning electronics or mechanicals associated with those aspirations or online things or social interests. So, you know, double check things on that day. But overall, you are back in motion and there you go. So, guys, Zoe Moon, if you guys would like to check out the daily, it is posted every morning at zoemoonastrology.blogspot.com. It's also posted on Facebook where you guys can ask me questions or book readings. So you can do it on any of the social media sites that I'm on, which is most of them. But I definitely check in there the most often, so it's easiest to get to me quickly there. Otherwise, guys, I think this is a very positive force that we're feeling here as everything is now starting to get ready to move forward. The only thing we're waiting on now is Uranus on the 22nd when it finally comes out of its retrograde and goes forward. But these personal planets definitely going to be felt internally and going to lift us up. So here we go. And I will see you guys next week, same time, God willing. Have a good one. Bye-bye.